T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, if you live in San Francisco, this may not surprise you that an analysis of new Sensa data suggests that the city by the bay is getting richer and more crowded. People are making more money, but they're having a hard time getting by, or they're having a hard time getting to and from their jobs, rather. All right, Phil, what stands out to you most about this report?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, is the jump in pay in San Francisco. It's the average went from $73,000 to $74,000 5 years ago to $96,000 plus. That's a nearly $40,000 a year jump in the average pay in San Francisco. A lot of that is the tech. That's the new businesses coming in. At the same time, however, the cost of living, as you pointed out, has skyrocketed as well. So whatever you're making more, chances are it's getting eaten up by what else? Home costs, because they're more expensive. And it did find that overall the city is skewing to be more expensive, younger, wealthier, and less diverse than it has in the past. San Francisco is undergoing one of those changes that is rare in American cities that sort of reached their peak in the years after World War II, and then we saw the flight to suburbia where they actually lost population. San Francisco in the last couple of years is actually gaining more population than it had before World War II. So unlike other cities that, is like I said, saw their cores leaving, San Francisco's seeing it's growing. But at the same time, most of the people that lived in the area, especially the minorities, are moving out to the suburbs.
You know, Phil, every politician likes to rail against this sort of thing and say, I'm going to do something about it. But really, practically speaking, what can any mayor or any board of supervisors, for that matter, do about this in the short term?
Well, they've tried a number of different things in the past. They tried, for example, they wanted to try to keep small businesses and blue-collar jobs in the and people in the city. So they came up with this idea of live-work, the idea if Jeff had a muffler shop, he could live above it. If Phil had a art studio, he could live above it. And so that was the idea. The problem was that they built those things, and it turned around that the techies at the time, the dot-comers, bought them to make hip living, and loft living became hip, and you saw that all around. Social engineering is really tough to do from a government standpoint. It's interesting to note, though, Jeff, while we're talking about, you know, how to retain, you know, diversity and stuff, that the folks at Homesnack, which is a website, real estate website, they took some of the same information, and they started looking at, well, just exactly who are the most diverse cities in the state. And believe it or not, the number one is Suisun City, and Vallejo's number two, Oakland's three, Sacramento's four, Fairfield, San Leandro, Pinole, Elk Grove, and Antioch all are on the top list. San Francisco's 44. And the reason is that these smaller cities are where people are moving to, all people. And San Francisco is becoming more for the wealthier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.